Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
I'm Daniel, joined by Emma.
And I'm Emma. Today we're going to be talking about something that's pretty important for all of our members, especially those who are involved in international trade.
You're right, Emma. It's about the rules of origin and how they affect trade with the EU from January 1st, 2022.
Exactly. Now, Daniel, can you explain in simple terms what the rules of origin are?
Sure, rules of origin are basically the guidelines that determine where a product is considered to come from.
Right, and why is that important?
Well, because these rules help decide if a product qualifies for lower tariffs under trade agreements, like the UK's Trade and Cooperation Agreement with the EU.
Ah, I see. So if a company can prove that the goods they're exporting or importing originate in the UK or EU, they can benefit from those preferential tariffs.
Exactly, but here's the catch. From January 1st, 2022, businesses need to have proof that their goods meet the rules of origin at the time of export.
So what kind of proof are we talking about?
They can use a statement on origin provided by the exporter or the importer's own knowledge of where the product originated.
And for some goods, they might need supplier declarations as well.
Yes, and here's something important to note. Throughout 2021, businesses had some flexibility, being allowed to get these declarations after exporting their goods.
Oh right, so they had more time to get everything sorted.
Exactly, but starting January 1st, 2022, they need to have those supplier declarations in hand before exporting.
What happens if a business can't prove the origin of their goods?
If they can't, then they'll have to pay the full rate of customs duty, which could be more expensive.
That sounds like a big deal. What about exporting goods to the EU?
If you're exporting to the EU, you might need to provide a statement on origin to the EU importer.
And if you can't provide a supplier declaration?
Then your EU customer might have to pay the full customs duty, and you could even face penalties.
Wow, that is quite a big claim, right?
It is, and it's important for businesses to know this, especially those who exported goods between January 1st and December 31st, 2021.
And what about Northern Ireland?
The rules might be different there. Businesses should contact the Trader Support Service for specific guidance.
So what can businesses do now to prepare?
They should find out more about the rules of origin and how to claim preferential rates of duty.
And where can they get that information?
They can visit the gov.uk website and check out the Rules of Origin page.
Also, for practical support with exporting their products, they should contact the Export Support Service.
Right, and there are documents available such as Rules of Origin Explained and Supplier Declaration, which can provide more detailed information.
So, Daniel, to wrap up, what's the main takeaway for our listeners?
The main takeaway is that businesses need to be prepared. They need to understand the rules of origin and ensure they have the necessary documentation in place, especially after January 1st, 2022.
Absolutely. And as always, the Northwest Aerospace Alliance is here to help our members navigate these changes.
We encourage everyone to take advantage of the resources available and reach out for support if needed.
Thanks, Daniel, and thank you to our listeners for joining us today.
Don't forget to check out our website for more updates and resources.
Until next time, this has been the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Stay informed, stay connected.